From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. MU's Diversity Enhancement Committee for Faculty Council has discussed curriculum reform related to cultural competency following student protests and President Tim Wolf's resignation. The council has been looking for ways to decrease tension, saying Thursday in a statement, quote, "This unresolved situation erodes our ability to perform faculty duties of teaching, research, and outreach," end quote. Angela Speck is a professor of astrophysics and the chair of the Diversity Enhancement Committee. She says student activists want a classroom environment open to discussions of diversity issues.
I teach astronomy, and it seems like that's completely off the wall compared to maybe teaching women and gender studies or something in black studies. But I can bring in issues of social justice into my course.
She says that although protesters have focused primarily on issues of racism, the demonstrations enable conversations about all marginalized students on campus. Protesters have been marching in Kansas City to protest low wages for certain workers. The Kansas City Star reports that a rally began early today around 6 a.m. at a fast food restaurant in Midtown Kansas City. The rally is scheduled to last all day and end this evening at City Hall around 6 p.m. The protest is expected to be among others planned across the U.S. to advocate for higher wages for an estimated 64 million American workers who make less than $15 an hour. The Kansas City Council voted earlier this summer to raise the minimum wage above the state-mandated level of $7.65 an hour, but that legislation has since been blocked by restaurant owners and state legislators. MU graduate students gathered today in solidarity with all student activist groups supporting change on MU's campus. KBIA's Jeremy Schmetterer has more.
Hundreds of graduate students and faculty members gathered at Traditions Plaza today in support of the Forum on Graduate Rights, or FGR. On August 19th, the FGR communicated a list of demands to the MU administration that included a guarantee of livable wages for student employees, an increase in university-sponsored graduate student housing, and a fully subsidized student health care plan. Today, the health insurance question remains despite temporary reinstatement of the subsidy. Jason Ensminger is a first-year PhD candidate and the chair of the organization's legal committee.
We still don't have a secured assurance of health benefits for graduate student workers. And most importantly, we also don't have an assurance of a strong movement and concrete results in terms of creating a welcoming campus that is inclusive of all students, especially students of color.
Today, the organization shared the Mel Carnahan Quadrangle with Concerned Student 1950, a group that made national headlines yesterday after UM Systems President Tim Wolf announced his resignation following a series of student protests. Connor Lewis is a fourth-year doctoral candidate in the Department of History, as well as a co-chair of the organization committee for the FGR.
I think that it's important that we not get tunnel vision just speaking to graduate student issues or work issues, but that we also speak to the social concerns of kind of the broader campus community.
Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri Senior Vice Chancellor for Research and Graduate Studies will serve as interim chancellor for the Columbia campus after R. Bowen Lofton's resignation takes effect at the end of the year. Hank Foley said he has not yet met with members of Concerned Student 1950. Student members of that group have been protesting former UM System President Tim Wolf's handling of racial issues. Wolf and the Columbia campus chancellor both resigned yesterday. Foley said meeting with members of Concerned Student 1950 is, quote, among the next steps, end quote. Foley also said he wants, quote, to make people feel included and make them feel that this is their campus, end quote. Foley also is the UM System's Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs, Research, and Economic Development. Jackson County officials are recommending a pay increase for corrections officers at the county jail. The Kansas City Star reports wages for guards would increase to $12.60 an hour and then to nearly $2 more per hour after 1 year on the job if Jackson County Executive Mike Sanders' 2016 budget recommendations he submitted yesterday are approved by the county legislature. Sanders has also proposed more training for guards, expanded medical care for prisoners, and hiring an ombudsman to better mediate prisoners' complaints. He also calls for the upgrade of the detention center to keep it viable while officials decide whether to replace it. The proposals would add $2.7 million to the Corrections Department budget. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.